Welcome today for this AFRALAW Rule of Procedure Working Group call, Friday, 12th of September, 15 UTC. We have Fatimat on the French channel, Michel Chonang, and Tijani Benjema on the French channel. On the English channel, Pastor Peters, Barack Otreno, and Saïd. Michamgama, and we have the apologies of Aziz Ilali and Didier Cassolo. Staff, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and our interpreters today are Claire and Camilla. Please, when you speak, you have to tell your name for the interpreters and for the transcription, so we can identify you on each channel, and please speak slowly for the interpreters to make good work. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Gisela. Hello, everybody. This is Tijani speaking. Okay. We have a problem with the amount of participants. I'm going to ask the staff, the ICANN staff, to check if the list was containing the 14 person that was pertaining to this group. Gisela speaking. Yes, the 14 persons are on the mailing list. Okay, thank you very much, Gisela. So we are working fine. We are going to begin with our call of today. You have the agenda in front of you. So please, do you accept this agenda? Do you have some change or some amendment to do to this agenda? I'm waiting for your answer. Okay, if nobody wants to take the floor, I consider that the agenda has been accepted. And now we are going to move to the item number 3 of the agenda. This is housekeeping issues. And
hello?
That item, we have been speaking about the possibility to have a chair and a pen holder for this working group, and two persons have been nominated, that were Michel as chair and Pastor Peters as pen holder or rapporteur. Now, then Fatimata proposed to change the functions because sometimes Pastor Peters is a nurse, and sometimes he has problems to participate to the conference calls. So Fatimata said that for the pen holder, maybe it was better to choose another person, and we had to agree. Everybody had to be agreeing on that. Okay. But Pastor Peter didn't agree on that issue, so we didn't change. So Michel is the chair, and Pastor Peters is the pen holder of our working group. Now, to avoid problem with participation, of Pastor Peters, I'm going to ask Fatimata to be our second pen holder. Fatimata speaks both languages, so she can write in French and in English, and she will be able to work as a pen holder when Pastor Peter is not available. What do you think about that? Michel is speaking. Yes, Michel, you have the floor. Go ahead. Michel agrees. Okay, Fatimata agrees too. Okay. Are there any objection to this proposal? Okay, no objection.
Hello?
So we are going to continue. We are going to move to the next item, the item number 4, identification of issues to review. We have some rules to manage our work. What are the issues to review in those items? I had proposed some of these item during the London meeting. And now our working group is going to decide, we are going to revise, to review together what are the issues on which we have to work. And then we will see the rules of functioning of AFRALO, the functioning rule, that is to say all the principles, all the items that we need discussion on which we have to work. Mainly. Okay, I'm listening to you. If you want to have the floor. Tijani, Gisela speaking. Tijani, I'm sorry. Barak is asking for the floor on the English channel. Okay, Barak, you have the floor.
Oh, sorry, I had asked for the floor earlier. I basically wanted to support the agenda and also to support the proposal for Michelle to chair. Hello? Hello?
Thank you, Barak. It is okay. We have heard you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Agreeing?
Yes.
For Michelle as vice chair, and Fatima as
vice chair, yes.
Yes. Okay, now.
Yes.
I'm asking the question again, which are the items that we want to review again in our rule of procedure? Do you want me to begin or do you want to ask for the floor? Huh? Okay. Fatimata, you have the floor. Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Fatimata speaking. I was looking for the email I sent, in which I sent the project, and there were some proposals I made about those issues on which we could work first. I'm sorry, Fatimata, I didn't receive your mail, said Tijani. Oh, it's a long time ago, I sent you this mail. After the ICANN London Summit, you sent us the project of this working group and I sent you some proposals. So I can look for this email, Tijani. Okay. Okay, Tijani speaking now. Okay, Fatimata, now I'd like to present all the items that we want to discuss. Okay, Tijani, I had some to propose, said Fatimata. I'm going to look for this email. Okay, thank you, Fatimata, said Tijani. Pastor Peter, I see Baron has just arrived in the Adobe Connect. So we have Peter. Peter is asking for the floor. Peter, you have the floor. Tijani is saying that you are the pen holder, is answering your question. So you are the pen holder, Pastor Peter. You are the pen holder today, okay? Okay, Tijani speaking. Now, about the items, about the issues. Michelle speaking. Okay, Michelle, you have the floor. One detail I like to add. I think it should be good to have. Okay, when Pastor Peter is working, I think it should be good. Okay, Pastor Peter is going to take notes. Tijani is speaking. Pastor Peter is going to take notes today. He's going to be our pen holder today. But, when Pastor Peter is not with us, Fatima is going to be the pen holder. But when Pastor Peter is with us, he's going to be responsible for take the notes. Okay? Okay, now I'm going to move to the issues to review in our rule of procedure. And first, I had proposed in London to discuss again the individual affiliation. Why? The reason is it was rejected first, but now all the regulars are working in the same way and they all want the individual affiliation. So some of the regulars have taken the individual as members in their relo, but without a vote right, and in other relo, the individuals have created a special ALS. This is called an ALS of individuals, and everybody can enter this ALS, and this ALS is going to have only one vote as ALS. So each relo has a different way to work, but everybody's going in the same direction. Now, some people, we would like to have some person working with us because they are a good person, they know our work, they know ICANN, etc., but they don't have any organization in which to enter, because they are not from AFRALO, they have not any association to pertain to. So we want to receive those persons as individuals so they can do that work, because we need to have a lot of people contributing to us, with us. So the most important is not to have more ALS, but to have a number of ALS working with us. Now, if we accept the individual affiliation, we could have an ALS for individuals, in which we have individuals, in which we will put all the persons who come without any affiliation into our organization, into ICANN. This is the first item I'd like to discuss. Fatimata, your hand is raised. Are you asking for the floor? Fatimata, are you asking for the floor? Fatimata is taking the floor. Yes, Fatimata is saying that she agrees to have a special ALS reserved or only made for individual members. And I even made a small investigation with Roberto on that issue. And Roberto was responsible for the organization of this ALS. So it's okay. I agree with that. Thank you very much, Fatima. That Tijani is speaking. So are there any comments on this issue? We are not going to discuss this issue. We are identifying the issues. So this is one issue. Michelle, you have the floor.
Hello.
I'm a little lost.
I'm requesting for the floor.
Michelle, because I wanted... We have adopted... No, I didn't understand you. Please, can you repeat, Michelle? Tijani is speaking. Okay, Michelle is repeating. I propose a discussion on the creation of an ALS for individuals. This ALS will only have one vote. Yes, Tijani is saying yes. In this ALS, we will have a group of persons without affiliation. Okay, Michelle speaking. I didn't recall that we had validated this creation, the creation of the ALS. Tijani is asking. Okay, we didn't validate that ALS. Okay, Michelle is asking. I was wondering if it was validated. I wanted to know if we could accept individuals as AFRELO members? That was the question. Tijani is answering. Yes, Michelle. The subject has been discussed, and it was rejected. It was presented for the discussion and rejected 2 years ago. Okay, so now I'm going to insist. I'm insisting on this issue. I know there are some problems in this solution. For example, one of the problems there is that an individual coming and speaking won't have the reserve that a person belonging to an LS will have. This individual will feel free to speak, will feel free to discuss, and maybe it can be a problem. So, someone who is belonging to an ALS will be answering, will have to respect some rules. If you are an individual, there are no rules applying to you, no? But we don't want to lose some persons. And we know that there are a lot of people in Africa that are very useful for us, and we want those people to come with us, to work with us. So we need to make this rule. This is why I want to address this issue. Fatimata, you want to have the floor? You want to take the floor? Fatimata, you have the floor. Tijani, Gisela is speaking. Tijani, I'm sorry. Barak and Pastor Peter want to have the floor on the English channel. Okay, Fatimata, you have the floor. Then Barak, you have the floor. Then Pastor Peter, you have the floor, okay? Fatimata speaking.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to speak first about the item of individual members and to take back Michelle's question. I was against that possibility of having individual members for the reason Tijani just gave us. But as we need individual members participating, truly participating, and we thought, for this reason, we thought, and I've made some investigation to see if it was good for us, and it is. The second item, the second issue, I think we have to review. Tijani, do you want me to give the second issue? Okay, individual membership first, individual membership. And the second item, the second issue is the vote issue. And the third is performance metrics. And then the certification, the fourth item. Okay, those are the issues on which I think we need to work. And I also wanted to add another issue. I'm going to say it in English. Because we are 30 members, 30 ALS. Fatimata is speaking, and Fatima said it in English. Only we need a quorum to take a decision during a meeting or during a general assembly. So I think Fatimata is speaking. I think that we need to maintain a third part of those members and not to give a fixed number as a number of ALS to have a quorum. Okay. Thank you very much, Fatimata. Tijani speaking. So the quorum item is an item, the quorum issue is very important for me, says Fatimata. Okay. Now, Tijani is repeating all the issues mentioned by Fatima. Okay? Now we are going to Tijani, Gisela speaking. We are sorry, but first Barak and then Pastor Peters. Hello. Pastor Peters has written a comment in the chat, and he wants his comment to be read. Okay, Barak, you have the floor. Then we are going to read Pastor Peters' comment. Barak.
Okay, thank you very much. I just had a short comment to make concerning the motion on the floor. I think as much as possible we should promote institutions as opposed to individuals. Individuals are good, but sometimes when they are not there, then whatever vision we are trying to put across ends. So I don't want to probably disagree with what has already been said, but if possible, let us look at ways of trying to ensure that we work more with institutions as opposed to individuals. Of course, I know the issue of the vote is, again, contentious, but if we can make sure that individual people participate through a vehicle, which I'm considering to be the institution of the ALS we are talking about, then it will be good. That is the comment I wanted to make.
Thank you, Barak. Thank you very much. Now,
thank you.
To give the floor to Pastor Peter. Pastor Peter said, I've made my comments on the Adobe. I cannot speak because of bad connection. Please read above my comments. Okay, and the comment is, our role is not to validate but make proposal to the entire AFRALO to vote and adopt. I hope we know what our roles are here in the working group. I'm sorry, said Tijani. I'd like to be on the English channel, so there are no problem of comprehension, of interpretation. I'm sure about the translation of Claire and Camilla, but please understand what I said. I said that we are going to see the identification of issues to review, as it is said in the agenda. We are going to see, to identify the issues we need to review. We are not discussing those issues. We are just identifying those issues to decide afterward. But we are identifying them first. This is the idea. Please, Camilla and Claire, try to be clear in your interpretation. Did you understand, Pastor Peter?
Yes, please. Yes.
You wish to take the floor? Okay, Michelle is going to speak now. Fatima had tried to make her proposal, and I would like us to see the criteria for the validation of ALSs. For the acceptation of people into that ALS. And the functions to allow ALAC to follow this.
Keep going.
Tijani speaking. I'm sorry, Michelle. I cannot really hear you.
Look in front of that white car. Right.
Please hold, sir. I cannot.
This car, you're
right. At the same time. I'm saying, says Michelle, that regarding this new ALS, we should check the criteria to accept people. So, if I understand, says Tijani, And let me know if I understood correctly. You're asking about the certification of ALSs? That's the matter? Yes, that's it, he says. Right, so that issue has just been accepted as an issue to be reviewed. And that is the question. Now, we'll write it down. Applicant ALSs. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Barak, did you wish to take the floor in the English channel?
Are you running away?
No.
You sure? How are you, darling? Are you sure? You coming back?
All right.
Barak wishes to take the floor?
Yeah,
Tijani
awesome.
Is speaking. Okay, I will let them know. Tijani is speaking. I have the affiliation of individual members, certification of ALSs, quorum.
Hello, how are you?
Please stay silent.
Is that your hair you're taking to school?
Sorry, I cannot interpret and talk to you at the same time. I'm trying to let them know you wish to take the floor, but I cannot do both. Keep going, speaking to you and interpret. Tijani is speaking. He says we have a fellow rules of procedures. That is what we're asking. Now, what are the issues, according to you, that you wish to review? Hi, Gisela speaking here, Tijani. Barak wishes to take the floor on the English channel. Of course, Barak, go ahead, says Tijani. You have the floor. Barak, you have the floor.
Hello?
Yes, hello, they're waiting for your intervention.
Well, I think for me, just to emphasize that at the end of the day, it is good to give the individual users an opportunity, but at the end of the day, it shouldn't give any unfair advantage over the regional, over the at-large, the other at-large structure. So that's the only comment that I'll be able to make for now. Thank you. That's all I wanted to make.
Thank you. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much for that comment.
Okay.
That is precisely what we're trying to do. We're trying to identify the issue now, and we'll discuss it later. Of course, I agree with you. We shouldn't give them advantages over existing ALSs. But
okay.
Actually, we just want them to participate. There's individuals who do not belong to any ALS.
Sorry,
but we need to make
to
sure the process is honest enough and that they will be accepted as thoroughly and as honestly as ALSs are certified. Now, are there any other comments? Any other issues that anyone wishes to identify as issues to be reviewed? Fatimata, you have the floor. Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Actually, I just wrote my question on Adobe Connect because I'm not sure I understood the question of Pastor Peter. I didn't understand what he meant. Right, Tijani speaking. I'll tell you what he said. He wrote on the chat. He didn't speak, but on the chat, he said that our role is to not to validate but to make proposals for the entire AFLO to vote and adopt, and that he hopes he knows what our roles are here in the working group. Tijani just, and I, as Tijani, just answered that we're merely trying to identify the issues to review. We're not discussing exactly that. Claire and Camilla strive to translate accordingly. Okay, yes, I understood this, Fatimata. I thought he meant something else. Well, thank you. That's all I did, Fatimata, says Tijani. That's all I understood. Okay, now, are there any other comments, any other interventions? No? All right. So, just so you know, teleconferences are held to validate the proposals that are made on the mailing list. The true work is what is done in the inter-teleconference period. Today, for instance, we identified the issues, and on that basis, we're going to establish a timeline. And by the next teleconference, we will already have identified one specific issue out of the list that we will discuss. You have to understand this. I want to make sure you understand that the real work goes on between teleconferences. So we will all evaluate, assess, and do our research as to the subject that we will choose for the next teleconference. Okay? That is for AFRLO's rules of procedures. We will identify issues to review, as I said, and then we're going to take the issues one by one. We're going to tackle them one by one. Some are controversial subjects, and they will indeed generate lots of questions. So I think it should be best that we address them this way. Fatimata, you're still raising your hand. Right, so if there are no other questions or proposals to be discussed, we shall move on to the next item on the agenda now, which is the timeline. Starting today, I wish to propose that we hold teleconferences every 2 weeks, every fortnight. That is in order to allow the working group to examine the items and the issues to be reviewed, and to prepare proposals in writing that we will be able to discuss during the teleconference and adopt or change the issues to be reviewed. In the end, based on the results of that teleconference, pen holders will be able to give a context as regards to consensus for that specific issue. Okay? So next week, not next week actually, next call for the next teleconference, we're going to examine, review, discuss, and try to prepare a consensual text on the application of individuals, the affiliation of individuals. We're going to try and prepare a draft addressing the affiliation of individuals to AFRLO, what they can do, how they can join, what the different control measures we should set up are. And so for next teleconference, we'll have a number of proposals for that matter, and then pen holders are going to try and reach a consensus among those different proposals. And the teleconference is going to try and prepare a draft that accurately reflects the result of the discussion. So for next meeting, like I said, the item to be discussed will be individual affiliation. We'll hold calls every fortnight. I wouldn't want us to get stuck on this matter because I think we have a number of other issues that we have to address as well. So we are going to have to start thinking about proposals that can be approved by AFRLO and by ALAC, that ALAC can accept. You know that it sounds like a lot of hard work, but it's not actually a lot of teleconferences. It amounts to 2 per month. And so there's going to be a lot of discussion on one subject at a time. Fatimata, you have the floor. This is Fatia Mata speaking. Actually, you just answered to the question I was going to ask. I was wondering whether following the discussion of each issue, after we have finished our discussions and finalized a draft, we shouldn't meet once again to reach discussions, to take a decision. Yes, thank you, Fatima Dasestizani. We're going to have an update to check on AFRELO. And at monthly teleconferences, we're going to report on the advances of our working group. There are going to be proposals from our fellow members at teleconferences, and some will be rejected, of course. But the working group's work is going to address issues one by one, and then every month we're going to report on our work at monthly meetings, at monthly AFRELO meetings. Regarding the decisions of AFRELO members. But, so to speak, the formal or official decision is going to be taken monthly for all ALSs. But if we see that AFRELO members cannot accept our results, we're going to have to go back and get back to work. Right, Michelle? Thank you, Tizani. I wish to introduce another issue. About ALSs. That just regards the issues to be identified. I'm sorry, I cannot hear him properly. So my question is about timing. Thank you, Michelle, Sestizani. You're right. I provided a deadline for the end of our work, but for each issue, I propose that there be a fortnight. You'll see that for some issues we're going to go faster. But we should try to reach a consensus regarding the proposals made. So I'd rather we have the hard stuff by the end of the work of this group. And not by the end of the discussion of each issue. Like I said, there can be items that are not finished at one single teleconference, and then maybe we are going to have to go on the following issue and go back to that matter later. We're going to have a text, we're going to amend it, then there's going to be proposals, then there's going to be someone who doesn't accept what was said, and that's going to bring us back to changes. And for some issues, of course, it's going to be harder than for others. Have I answered to your question? Are you still asking for the floor, Michelle? Michelle speaking. My last concern is about the work. We can wonder what the timeline for different issues are. Tizani speaking, that's exactly what I said. We shouldn't let our work go beyond 2015. So our deadline is December 2015. It's not the end of the work. It's the adoption by AFALO of the new rules of procedure. Can you agree to that? Is that acceptable to you? Okay. Fatimata, go ahead. Thank you, Tijani. This is Fatimata speaking. I wanted to comment on Michelle's intervention. I think regarding this issue, Tijani, I think it's about one specific issue. It's not that we can each propose one issue. It's a matter of saying, okay, we're going to tackle this issue and it's going to take us 2 months to discuss it. I think that's what we should do for items to be discussed. And then if we have 4 or 5 issues, we're going to start with item or issue number one. And we see that people will start saying, no, okay, no, I'm not available for that issue, or no, I cannot produce anything, and then we'll never get through with this. And so there's got to be comments for each issue, I think. Because otherwise there's always going to be objections and it will never get it done. And then every 2 weeks you set teleconferences. We had 6 items, so that amounts for 3 months. But we have more time, so we can take up to 2 months per issue, because there's 6 items and we have 1 year. But there might be issues which are going to bring us back to the beginning. If we accept that, if we go back every time, we'll never finish by the end of next year. Don't you think? Yes, I said December 2015, that's right. Says Tijani. Fatima is speaking. Okay, so you said December 2015. I think we would be able now to establish how much time we're going to take for each issue. Thank you, Fatima. That says Tijani. I understand what you're trying to express. But I don't think it's an issue. We wouldn't go back to the items identified each time. We're going to draft the text as best possible based on the discussions we've had and based on what's been accepted by consensus. And then we cannot move on to the following issue unless we reach consensus, because the text will say that there is no consensus and that issue will not be amended, because we couldn't reach a consensus regarding that rule. But there's also other ways of working. So, I think we can take up to 3 or 4 teleconferences for an issue. 3 teleconferences equals 3 times 14, or 3 times 12, that's 1 month and a half. So each issue can only be discussed for 3 teleconferences stops. By the end of the 3rd teleconference, if we have not reached a consensus, we will declare that there is no consensus for that issue and that there will be no amendment. But I don't think we should go back to issues on which there hasn't been any consensus, because that will prevent us from doing our work. If we cannot reach consensus, then there will never be a decision. And we would need to understand what people are saying. Each would have to give his opinion, and the opinion or the viewpoint that has the most acceptance is going to be the decision that's adopted. So people are going to have to listen intently to what others are saying. But they have to consider the other viewpoints as not being accepted. It's not that I'm just saying there's no consensus. That's what's already happened in several other procedures. It's not something I'm just saying. So can you agree with this procedure, this methodology? I see Fatimata agrees.
Hello. calling Mike. And it was a Mike.
So Ben is on a Adobe Connect. As it's writing on the chat. This cannot speak.
Yes.
And he's asking what can be the basis for the discussion. He said that teleconferences are not the arena to check for consensus. Between two teleconferences, each of us is going to prepare a proposal, each of us, all members, not the pen holders, but people, each person, each member is going to make a proposal that is going to be sent on the list. And then everyone is going to read it. We are going to have a consensus text. If we cannot reach the consensus on the basis of a proposal sent on the mailing list, if there is consensus on at the teleconference, then we're going to adopt that, but if not, we're going to go back to the proposals and discuss that to see whether we can reach a consensus or not. All that process is going to take up to 3 teleconferences. It cannot take longer than that. And that entire process has to finish by the end of 2016. And I'm clear now. So we are going to discuss the new rules of procedure. What we did today then was identify the issues that are going to take time, because all the other issues, the other rules of procedure should... So they're not going to change our schedule. But the items that are going to take longer to discuss, we're going to take the rules of procedure and we're going to discuss the items that were discussed and on which there's been consensus. And we're going to take the other items for the rest of the issues that are not identified as being controversial. I'm sure it's going to be a smooth process. It's going to be quite fast. Are there any other comments at this point? As regards Sylvia's question, of course, we're going to use discussions. But wikis are not going to be necessary, because if we post things on the wiki, people don't read it. In turn, if they receive it through a discussion list, a mailing list, that brings out reactions and discussions. So we're going to use a mailing list that's been already created for this working group. At the end of the teleconferences, we're going to have... At the end of the process, we're going to have a wiki with all that's been decided. And then we'll ask people to refer to the wiki, where we'll publish everything. On the mailing list, we're going to have an email. You don't have the entire thread, but the wiki will have the entire thread. So we better work on the wiki, actually, but stick to the mailing list for new propositions. So if you have a proposal to make, please forward it through the mailing list so that you'll bring out people's reactions and contributions. You'll generate more input. Of course, I agree to having a wiki as a working arena and the space as a space where we'll publish all our work. Right, Said says he dropped. He's now on Adobe. On Adobe Connect. But, Said, if you can hear us, you can also write down your comments on the chat. That's simpler. Now, are there any other comments? I know we're going to have to deal with that, but that proposal should be made before all members. And anyway, we receive notifications every day. Sometimes I do not read notifications because I'm busy. But if I receive an email, I'm going to read it. Because even if I get it at a time when I'm unavailable, I'm going to bear in mind the fact that I haven't read that. And I'll make sure I read it later on. So, if you make a proposal, you're going to have to publish it on the wiki later. Okay, that's what I'm trying to explain. As regards to the methodology, can we all agree on what we just said? The timeline is then clear. We're going to work a maximum until the end of 2015, and then we're going to have teleconferences fortnightly. Each issue identified is going to be discussed throughout one teleconference, but in case we didn't reach a consensus, we can go back to that issue at the following teleconference. And yet, the same item or the same issue can only be discussed up to 3 times at teleconferences. If you want to make time, you have to work between teleconferences. That's the process we're going to adopt. Contributions or input is forwarded on the mailing list and posted on the wiki. You're all free to do what you want. But I suggest that even those who make a contribution on the wiki send notes on the mailing list, letting others know that they have posted something on the wiki. That way, others will know that there's new material, that will go see it, and then maybe we'll get reactions from them. All right?
Jenny Gisela speaking. Gisela speaking. I just wanted to tell you that if you go to the page of Rule of Procedure, AFRALO Rules of Procedure, you have the option to follow the page. So each time there is a change made into the page, you will receive a notification. I'm going to check it with Ariel or with the technical services, but I think it is, I don't know if it's automatically made or if you have to click on this option. Okay, Tijan is speaking. It was proposed by Aziz also, and my answer was that I know that it can be done, but you have to activate this function for all the members. I don't know if it's the technical service who has to do it. I didn't make it myself. The technical services did it for me. And it's true that when I receive the notification, if I have something else to do, I read the notification, but I leave it then. Then if I don't answer, I always think about it. I know that I've received it, and then later on I will check it. So it's important. It's a good way to work. I think that if people prefer not to send an email, they can we can know that they have contributed on the wiki. So we will have a way to work with this wiki page for all our members. Gisela, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Yes, we are going to take this action item, and we are going to tell you later on how we are going to work with the mailing list, if people have to notify it on their own or if the technical services will do it. We will tell you later on. Okay, thank you very much, Gisela. Tijani is speaking. Barak is still with us? Barak left?
No, I'm still here. Hello?
Barak, I just told him. Because what?
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay, I just told Tijani that you were still here. Okay, it's okay. Now, are there any other comments? Gisela, are you asking for the floor, Gisela?
No comments from me.
Okay, I'm going to tell Tijani. Just a minute. Fatimata has left. If there are no other comments, it's time to finish our conference call. No comment. Okay. Thank you very much. It was a very good conference call. And we need to work on the list. Before, on our list before the conference call, we need now to work on the individual membership. Each one of you needs to prepare something and send it to the mailing list so as to be ready for the next conference call. And the conference call is not made to work on an item. It's just made to discuss. But the work we have to do it to make it before the conference call. So thank you very much. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next conference call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next conference call will be Friday in 2 weeks at the same time. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tijani. Bye-bye, everybody. Fatimata speaking.